Hill's attorneys were seeking permission to file another petition in order to get a hearing based on what they say is new evidence. That evidence was the reversal of diagnosis by three doctors who originally determined Warren Lee Hill was not, by the state standard, mentally retarded. The original assessment was 13 years ago. But since then, those three state-appointed physicians have changed their evaluations. But by a 2-1 vote, the panel of three judges denied that request. WABE legal analyst Paige Pate.
They will not allow Mr. Hill's lawyers to go back to federal court to present this evidence and make this argument that now that everyone has agreed that he's mentally retarded under Georgia law, that he should not be executed. He cannot make that argument now in federal court.
While federal law prohibits the execution of those now deemed mentally disabled, in Georgia that must be proven beyond a reasonable doubt. As for remaining legal options, Pate says any and all arguments will probably be raised by Hill's attorneys to stop the execution.
So I think they'll gather up everything, put it all in the basket, and send it to Washington and hope for some relief.
That means a ruling in Hill's favor by the United States Supreme Court. Rose Scott, WABE News.